Welcome to the Pilgrim Rest Baptist Church Podcast with your host, Reverend Dr. Terry E. Mackey. Today's topic, the hands of ministry, derived from the book of Acts, chapter 28, verse 1 through 10, NIV, from the series, Fantastic Voyage. Let's go in.
I want to talk today about the hands of ministry. The hands of ministry. Why don't you look at your neighbor? If you don't like them, you chose the wrong seat today. But come on, look at them. Show them all your teeth and show them all of them. And say, neighbor, oh neighbor, this morning's message is the hands of ministry. Come on, give the Lord a thunderous round of applause, will you? The hands of ministry. I love Acts chapter 27 because in Acts chapter 27, although Paul is en route to Rome, he is a prisoner. But by the time the chapter is over, Paul was a prisoner on the ship, but he eventually became the captain of the ship. Because he told those men after they thought that all hope was gone, he said, last night an angel visited me and told me that the ship won't make it, but we will. And the Bible says he told them to eat, told them to be of good cheer. They followed Paul's command. And then it was told to us that when it came to what would happen to the ship did not make it. And then they were told that if you want to make it, some of you all can swim. And for the rest of you that cannot swim, just grab a broken piece and make it to the shore. And somebody can testify that that's your testimony. You weren't able to swim, but you did make it on a broken piece. You made it on a little piece of love, a little piece of joy, a little bit of peace, but you've made it to your destination. And you would have thought that when Paul had gone through all of this, that all of his trials and tribulations would be over when they finally make it to the island called Malta. But brothers and sisters, we're told that he's still going through the going through. Why? Because the text says that it was raining and it was cold. It's one thing for it to be raining and cold, but if I just made it through the Mediterranean, I'm still soaked, I'm still wet, and then coupled with the fact that it's raining and it's cold. But brothers and sisters, keep on looking, because won't God still make provisions for you? Because the text says that the natives of Malta was so kind to these 276 men that they made a big campfire for them. Tell somebody they made a barbecue for them. While they are making this barbecue for them, while the campfire is going, you would expect with all that Paul has gone through that Paul would just want to chill by the campfire. But the Bible says that Paul steps away and he gives us our first hand of ministry. He shows us what a helping hand is. Can the church say a helping hand? Because the Bible says that he leaves the fire and he goes and get more sticks to put it in the fire. Why? Because more sticks in the fire will increase the fire, will expand the fire, will intensify the fire. So he goes and gets more sticks to keep the fire going. He doesn't stand back. And if anyone should have stood back, if anyone should have felt entitled, it should have been Paul. Why? Because remember when the angel talked to Paul in Acts 27, he said, I'm giving the ship into your hand. And when you look at the Greek rendering of that verse, the angel was really saying to him that if it weren't for you, Paul, all 275 other men would be dead. Now, if it weren't for Paul, all of them would be dead. If anybody should feel entitled, it should be the Apostle Paul. But rather than Paul stealing by the fire and warming himself, the Bible says he offers a helping hand to keep the fire going by stepping away from the fire, going to get some more sticks to keep the fire going. My question to you is, what sticks do you have that's going to keep the fire at Pilgrim Rest going? I know we thank God for the choir, but I don't just depend on the choir and the musicians to keep the fire going in Pilgrim Rest Baptist Church. I brought my own sticks. I wish I had some help in here. I brought my own praise to keep the fire going. I'm looking at a college student right now. You got to come to the realization that although you might be in college, although you may be college age, there's still some sticks that you can bring that will help to keep the fire of Pilgrim Rest going for another 103 years. I wish I had some help in here. You ain't got to wait till you get married. You ain't got to wait until you graduate. While you in school, give God the best that you have now. He said, remember your creator, not when you get old, but in the days of your youth. Ah, brothers and sisters, I know you're saying, Pastor, what type of sticks do I need to bring? Because I want Pilgrim Rest to keep on going. I want the fire to keep on roaring. Here at Pilgrim Rest, there are three sticks you need to bring. Number one, you need to bring your talent. Can the church say talent? All of us in a room have talents that can help our church to be the best that it can be. So bring your talent. If you can sing, sing. If you can serve, serve. If you have the gifts of helps, use the gifts that God has given unto you. That's talent. But there's another stick you need to bring to the fire. You need to bring your time. Can the church say your time? Oh, yes, brothers and sisters. And I'm glad to report to you that I told you because of the government shutdown, and now we're dealing with the residuals of them trying to open back up the government. There are still people that are suffering because they don't have food to eat. And I told you that we as a church to try to fulfill the need because of food insecurity, we were going to have two mobile food pantries. And I told you all that we needed more volunteers. Now, usually we have about 70 volunteers, but I told y'all we need some more sticks. We need some more hands in the fire. And guess what, y'all? I'm pleased to tell y'all that we fed over 1,600 people. Come on, y'all. On yesterday. But guess what? We didn't have 70 volunteers. We didn't have 80, 90. We had 173. Come on, somebody. 100 and come on, I need some more amens and some more hallelujahs that your church believes in being a blessing to help somebody else. Because I learned, if you want God to bless you, don't you be so stuck up and so diddy. Learn how to be a blessing to somebody else. Yes, that's the other stick we need. We need time. We need not only your time, we need your talent, but also we need your treasure. Can the church say treasure? I know a lot of folk don't like pastors talking about money, but I'm going to talk about money today because ministry can't happen if we ain't got no money. Is this micro? Can y'all hear me out there? I said ministry can't happen if we ain't got no money. I know y'all enjoyed this wonderful music. Have I got some help in here? But these boys, we got to give them some money. Have I got a witness in here? The lights just ain't on because SRP is being nice to us. We got to have some money to keep this train rolling. Have I got some help in the room today? Because guess what I learned? Whatever you love, you spend money on. Ooh. And I got a witness in here. I said, whatever you love, you spend money on it. You can't say you love your wife and don't spend no money on her. Y'all saw Sister Macca just a few minutes ago. That suit didn't come just because she wanted it. I had to shell out some money. Have I got some help in the room today? You can't say you love your school and don't give them a little money. Have I got some help in here? You can't say you love your dog and won't take them to get their shots at the vet. Have I got a witness in here? If you love your dog enough to put some money on them, you say you love your church, you say you love your God, put your money where your mouth is. Have I got a witness in here? We need some more sticks in this fire to keep Pilgrim Rest going for another 103 years. Tell your neighbor, we've got to have a helping hand. But that's not all. That's not the only hand I see in the text. But secondly, look at what happens in the text, because the helping hand becomes a hurting hand. I'm telling the story because notice, although Paul was going to gather sticks, the Bible says that as he was standing over the fire trying to put the sticks in, that a venomous, poisonous snake jumps out the fire and stays on Paul's hand. It bites Paul on the hand. Now, children of God, I need to say this to you. Bridge Collective, I need to say this to you, because some people are under the misconception that once I get saved and once I start to use my talent and once I begin to bring sticks to the fire, that everything is going to be a bed of roses, that it's going to be carefree, and that everything's going to be all right. I need to tell you something, that when you serve the Lord, your hand will get bit. I wish I need some help in here. There are snakes out here, and the only snakes out here ain't the ones that's slithering on the ground either. There's some two-legged snakes. Y'all ain't talking to your pastor. There's some two-legged snakes that will smile in your face and will stab you in your back. There's some two-legged snakes that'll bless you in one hand and curse you in the other. I wish I had some folk that's been bit, because church hurt is real hurt. Have I got a witness? Anybody ever been bit before? You trying to serve the Lord and they biting you, they hating on you, they talking about you, because a helping hand can become a hurting hand. But watch this, child of God, because notice, his hand didn't get bit until he tried to help somebody. Ooh, I'm trying to tell y'all in here that a lot of times your hand won't get bit until you trying to be a blessing to help somebody else. I mean, when you were sitting in the pew and you weren't trying to participate, nothing was going wrong. Have I got a witness in here? I mean, everything was wonderful, but as soon as you said, I'm going to try to help them rattlesnakes,
start coming out of nowhere. Soon as you say, I'm going to bring some more sticks to the fire, those king cobras start coming out of nowhere. Have I got a witness in here that's ever been bit? But I got some good news. How you going to give us good news and my hand's still hurting from the bite? Here's the good news. The Bible says that the snake just didn't bite Paul, but the snake was hanging on to his hand, fastened on to his hand. That means the snake just chilling on Paul's hand. But watch this, church. The Bible said he shook it off. Ah, yeah. If there anybody in here got some snakes trying to bite you, but I need you in the Holy Ghost to just do your hand like this and let the devil know, yeah, they bit me, but guess what? I'm going to shake them in the fire. I wish I had some help in here, and the fire of the Holy Ghost gonna take care of every snake, every scorpion, every witch, every warlock. He's gonna take care. Shake it off. Hallelujah. But watch this. Hold on. Hold on, child of God. Let me tell you what some theologians say. Why is the snake hanging on to Paul's hand? He's hanging on because this is what I learned from the National Geographic Explorer channel. I learned that when it comes to poisonous snakes on this particular documentary that they had on poisonous snakes, let me tell you the M.O. Let me tell you the pattern of poisonous snakes. It said in the documentary that what snakes do, poisonous snakes, is they bite you and then they recoil. Tell your neighbor they bite you. But then they come back to the place where they started to bite from. And watch this, church. The reason why they do it, they bite you and then retreat back, is because they're trying to figure out if they need to bite you again. Ah, yeah. That's why they go back to their hiding place, because they're trying to see, did the first bite do it? But guess what I learned? So that the reason why that they're fastening on to Paul's hand is because, watch this, the reason he's hanging on is because the snake is trying to release the poison. And the reason why that he stays on his hand, theologians say, it's because some kind of way, although this was a poisonous snake, the venom that the snake was trying to put in Paul never came up. It never came out. And can I give you the shout news? Yes, I've been bit, but God is so good that although I got bit, I didn't get poisoned. Is there anybody in the church that can high five your neighbor and said that bite should have killed me, because there was a venomous snake that bit me, but the reason I'm still alive is because I got bit, but I didn't get poisoned. I wish I had some help in here. Yeah, they tried to get me out the choir, but I'm gonna go stand next to the person that bit me in the choir to let them know you don't run nothing. The God that I serve, I may have got bit, but I'm gonna keep on singing. I'm gonna keep on serving. I'm gonna keep. Is there anybody in the church? Say, thank God I'm here. They bit me, but God has some antivenom on the inside of me, and I didn't get poisoned.
High five about three people around and say, I ain't poisoned, baby. I'm going to get back on the usher board. I'm going to get back in the choir. I'm going to serve on hospitality, because I'm serving God, ain't serving you. Anybody want to hear him say, servant, well done? You've been a good and faithful servant. And if you're going to be faithful, you might get bit sometime, but keep serving anyway.
Hold on. Yes, the helping hand can become a
hurting hand. But I got good news. Can I tell you the good news? Because the Bible said that after he shook the snake off, Publius, who was the proprietor of the island there, Publius, the text says his daddy gets sick, almost to the point of death. But the Bible says that Paul laid his hands. Some of y'all gonna get this in a minute. On him and healed him. Not just him, but every person that was sick on the island, Paul laid his hands. Okay. Let me put it where you can really get it. Okay. He got bit in one of his hands, but it said he laid both his hand on Publius. Are y'all with me here? On Publius's daddy. I'm gonna try it one more time. It said that he got bit in one of his hands, but then he used that same hand that was bit to heal somebody else. High five your neighbor. Said there's some good news, because God can take my hurting hand and make it a healing hand. If there's somebody in the church said, yeah, I've had a hurting hand, but God can take my hurt and use my hurt to heal somebody else from the womb that they're going through. Can you high five a neighbor and tell them you can win with a bad hand? If there's somebody upstairs, no, you can still win with a bad hand. Where are my spades players? I said, where my spades players at? Anybody ever had a bad hand? I know you want the deuces, and I know you want the aces, and I know you want all the spades, but sometimes the dealer ain't being right with you. You get twos, you get threes, come on, you get fours and fives. Look like you ain't gonna make it, but can I bless you and I'm through? Brothers and sisters, when you have a bad hand, you still can win. If you got the right partner. God bless your heart. If there any space player ever had a bad hand, but thank God you had a good partner and you still ran the table. You still got the Boston because you had a good partner. High five your neighbor.
That's a neighbor.
I have a good partner. His name is Jesus. Is there anybody here know who he is? High five your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm glad I got Jesus. Anybody here can jump to your feet and say, I'm glad he's my partner. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me that I'm his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Do me a favor. Take your bad hand and shake somebody's hand. Shake it like you're gonna shake it off. And say, neighbor, this the hand I got bit in. But I'm shaking your hand now to let you know I don't look like what I've been through. I wish I had a witness. Take that bad hand again. Shake somebody else's hand. Say, neighbor, excuse me if I run. Excuse me if I shout. Excuse me if I dance. But neighbor, look at me real good. I don't look like what I've been through. I've been through hell, but I don't look like it. Been through high water, but I don't look like it. Because out of all the things I've been through, I still got my joy. Yeah! Yeah!
us. Anybody here know you got joy? Because this joy that I have, the world can give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Shout like you got joy. Praise God like you got joy. Give him glory.
Wait a minute. Y'all hold on. Y'all hold on. Because I'm getting dizzy. Y'all hold on. Yeah, give me a minute. I'm a little dizzy right now. Hold on, y'all hold on. I'm a little dizzy right now, y'all. Y'all hold on. Why you dizzy, Pastor? Because every time I turn around, he keeps on making a way for me. Every time I turn around, he keeps opening doors for me. Every time I turn around, he keeps blessing me. Can I get some folk to turn around with me? Cause every time, he keeps on making a way. Now, that first turnaround was for you. But this next turnaround, said neighbor, this next one is going to be for your blessing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This next one's going to be for your healing. This next one's going to be for your breakthrough. Are y'all ready to do it? One, two, three. Turn around. Thank Day. How many remember when you didn't have no tuition? You couldn't borrow no more money. But can I get a witness that somehow, some way, you got the money you needed? Come on, won't God do it for you? It was nobody but him. He did it. Come on, I want to thank him for 3 degrees that he let me get through. Somebody shout, thank you, Jesus. Now, can we shout for our college students that's in school right now to let them know? Come on, let them know that if God got you through, come on, if God made the difference for you, he can do the same thing for you.
Thank you for listening today. We want you to partner with us and become a part of our family. Please go to our website, pilgrimrestphx.org, to get more information. You can also text to give by texting PRBC to 77977. Remember to subscribe. Now, let's go live a life of higher heights and deeper depths as we occupy all streets.